Right now, most Jackson Elementary students attend one school in kindergarten through second grade and another for third through fifth grades. But with a new school in the works there, district officials are considering making all of the town's elementary schools K through 5. That raises a big question about the future of the district's popular dual language immersion program. Next week, the school board will decide whether the program will move to become housed in a single magnet school. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports.
So let's practice by turning knees to knees, eyes to eyes with your language partners.
In a kindergarten classroom at Jackson Elementary, students sit in pairs swapping stories. Each pair includes a kid who speaks Spanish at home and one who speaks English.
I'm really passionate about this dual immersion program because it's an amazing opportunity for kids to come together.
Here in Chris Bessonette's classroom, these 20 kids speak and learn in English. But Bessonette has a partner teacher in the room next door.
My name is Katie Schultz. The kids call me Maestra Schultz.
I teach in Spanish and Chris teaches in English. So we have two groups of children and halfway through the day they switch so that 50% of their day is in Spanish and 50% of their day is in English.
For young English speakers, Schultz says the program offers the chance to be bilingual, an important skill in Jackson and around the country.
But it can be really hard for them at the beginning because they are 5 or 6 years old and they don't know what I'm saying and I don't switch over to English for them.
But she says that forces kids to adapt and work together in ways they wouldn't in other classrooms. And for Spanish speakers, Bessonette says the program can provide educational foundations in the student's first language to foster deeper learning.
Spanish-speaking students come into the room and school is kind of an intimidating place for them, but half the day they get to be the leaders, the kids that know what's going on. And that scenario doesn't happen in a non-dual immersion classroom. Those kids are oftentimes playing catch-up the first month, the first year, the first 5 years of school.
School district officials say native Spanish speakers in the program earn higher average standardized test scores than those not in the program. As demand for dual language learning surges around the country, Jackson's 7-year-old program remains one of just a handful in the Cowboy State. But its appeal is growing in a town where the young school-aged population is nearly split between native Spanish and English speakers.
We consistently have anywhere from 1.5 times to 2 times as many people apply as we have space available.
Chad Ransom is Teton County School District's Director of Second Language Services.
At some point, the program becomes big enough to fill a whole school, so that becomes part of that conversation.
That conversation is the one the school board is having about how to best design a new elementary school and fix the district's capacity issues. Ransom says if they decide to have 3 separate K-5 schools in Jackson, it makes sense for one of them to be a dual immersion magnet school.
It's really difficult to continue to develop curriculum and professional development for teachers and, you know, having a coherent model when you're across multiple schools.
Right now, dual immersion students attend Jackson or Coulter Elementary. Thomas Ralston teaches third graders in the program, and he says a whole school model would allow the students to be more, well, immersed. And that has pros and cons.
If kids grew up in a pure dual environment where everybody was on the track to being bilingual, that would be very, very powerful. The con to that is I really worry that there is going to be some sort of stereotype about, oh, you know, you go to this school or you're in dual or you're not in dual. And I just don't want people to feel left out.
Ralston says this program has huge social benefits, and he doesn't want to see those walled off.
This small community here really has a chance to be a model of true acceptance because the kids that grew up here not only grew up with kids that spoke Spanish, but grew up learning that culture and grew up learning that language.
Decimos yo tiene o yo tengo.
The best part of being in the dual immersion program is that you can learn 2 languages.
Third grader Sarah Jorgensen has been learning in 2 languages since kindergarten.
And the worst part is that you have to do math and Spanish, and it's harder to learn that way.
Sarah's dad, Mike Jorgensen, says he's been thrilled with his daughter's learning, but he'd be disappointed to see the dual immersion program move to its own magnet school.
The program within the normal setup of the elementary school has been great for everything else that comes with being a third grade student, you know, the social side and her friends that aren't in the program. So it keeps a level of normalcy, I think. So I guess just personally, I would prefer that didn't occur.
The Teton County School District says all parents and community members can weigh in. There's a survey open on the district's website and a public workshop Monday night at the district office. The school board will consider that input when it votes on the future of Jackson's dual immersion program on Wednesday. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.